I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. If you're not already on the email list, go to rhodapsychicfair.com. Get on that email list so you can find out about ongoing events that we'll be supporting throughout the year leading up to our big event, October 21st and 22nd. Well, ladies and gentlemen, talking about big events, we have made it through the first 2 months of the year like that. We turn around and they're gone. It is the 9th of March. The 9th of March already. We have moved through the year of the month of graduation and completion to the year of balanced love in all areas of our life, to this month of self-truth and inner truth. And it's a year, as we said, of individuation, of really getting to know yourself and who you truly are and what's important to you. And as most of you know, I love to start each show by reading from Day by Day with James Allen. Now, in 1903, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh. And the purpose of that book was to remind us or tell us, if we didn't know, that we create our present reality. It's a direct outcome of our past thoughts, beliefs, habits, and actions. So our reality, whether external factors have affected you or not, but our reality in this present moment is a direct outcome of our thoughts, our beliefs, our habits, and our actions. But our future is not predestined by those past thoughts, habits, and actions. Our future is created right now in this present moment by the thoughts, by the habits, by the actions and beliefs we implant inside ourselves. And so James Allen wanted us to know that every day is a new opportunity to create a new future. We're not stuck where we are unless we think we're stuck where we are. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his book, As a Man Thinketh, is carved up into a little section for each day of the month. And for the 9th day of the month, he tells us, suffering is a response to pain. Suffering is always the effect of wrong thought in some direction. It's an indication that the individual is out of harmony with himself, with the law of his being. Think of that, and think of that in your life. No one's saying you shouldn't have pain, but what we choose to do with our pain is up to us. Now, that doesn't mean pain doesn't give you some discomfort. Pain doesn't create some issues with the quality and caliber of your life. But if you spend your life expressing you're living in pain all the time, you're not really living in the present moment of your life. How many people do you know that want to just share how much pain they're in with you? I'm not saying we shouldn't listen. We shouldn't be empathetic. We shouldn't be sympathetic. But what I am saying is that we can control whether we live in our pain or we live in spite of our pain. Those are choices that we make. Don't ignore pain. That's the difference. Just if you live in spite of your pain, it's not saying to ignore the pain. Know that you have pain. Know that there's a problem. Know the way to care and treat for it. But don't live your life being the pain or being in the pain. Suffering is a response to pain. One of the things I do several things every day. One, I have a gratitude mantra that I use at the beginning and end of every day and throughout the course of the day. It was provided by Reverend Charlotte Tinker, who's also the channel of Kuan Yin. And I remind everyone, especially if you're in a place of pain, this is a good gratitude mantra to do. And it's very simple. It says, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. So what we're doing by doing that is accepting where we are in this moment, not complaining about it, and being grateful for what's going to be presented to us next. I also practice daily the Hawaiian art of forgiveness, Ho'oponopono, and in the simplified context of the four phrases, which are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Now, I don't know about you, but I've accumulated a lifetime of things to forgive myself and others for. You know, if I had lived a life of enlightenment, maybe I wouldn't say that. But I'm on the path of enlightenment, so therefore I've been human along the way. Every day, I practice that art of forgiveness for myself and for others so that I can release further layers of the leaves of the onion as I peel them away and get further and deeper into my own self-healing, which is my journey through life. And then the other thing I do is I read from the Daily Word. Now, the Daily Word is put out by Unity, and Unity in the Daily Word gives us a thought for each day of the month. And I like that, and I appreciate that. And today, the thought is, I hold the keys to my own prosperity. What it really says is that if we focus on the lack in our life, we draw more lack to ourselves. But if we recognize that any prosperity we have in this moment, or any prosperity we want to draw to us in this moment, is up to us. It's just going along with what James Allen said. I hold the keys to my own prosperity. I'm grateful for what's in my life right now. I'm aware and awake for any, for anything that may get presented to me. And I'm not living in my pain of feeling the lack for anything that's not there. So in this month of self-truth and individual and spiritual truth, please consider where you might allow yourself to get stuck in your pain, where you might not be grateful for what's in your life, and where you might allow yourself to recognize you're responsible for your own prosperity. That leads to our segment host for today. Israel Hurtado is a shaman, a spiritual and self-growth healer, a speaker, and an author. He uses his gifts to assist and help people in their spiritual quests. Specifically, he guides people to find clarity, get unstuck, embrace their gifts, connect with their true self, connect with their life path, connect with their higher self. And connect with their universal consciousness. And he joins us usually on the first Thursday of each month, but this month he's on the second, and we're grateful that he's able to be here. We have some opening music, and once we've played that, then let's all be ready to welcome Israel Hurtado and Spirit Talk.
Welcome to Spirit Talk, and I'm so happy to be here with all of you. Miss you last Thursday, but here we are. So next month we're gonna be back in. I'll be back in the first Thursday of April. So yeah, time has gone. We're going in the third month. We're getting closer and moving towards the spring equinox, and we're moving away from the winter, which is the dark side, the cold aspect that we had to go deep within ourselves and work through those shadows with our own light. So now it is the time as we get in, moving towards the spring, and even the days start coming lighter. So it is a time for ourselves to experience and to bring that light internally, brighter, and also externally. And also, it is important for us to bring the light to the world. And today I would like to talk about how we as the healers, as the spiritual beings of light, must come together and share the light. That's what a spirit wanted me to talk about. How do we as a light, a spiritual healers for ourselves and for others, because we hold, when we are in this path, more committed to this spiritual path, we are the lights for those who might not be in the same awareness, who might not be, and they might want to have the guidance. But before that, I would like to invite you to bring your awareness to your breath and just checking in with you, just observing what is happening within yourself. What is that light within you that needs to become brighter? What is that light within you that needs to be shining? What aspects of your life are asking for attention? What aspects of your being are asking for alignment? For some might be the financial aspects, for others might be the physical aspects of healing, for others might be the emotional aspects, relationships, whatever that is. Just allow the Divine Mother and Father to come and assist you for this moment, is to bring any awareness as we bring the Spirit talk to you, to bring that clarity, to bring those insights for that intention, that particular aspect that you want to have clarity today. And just continue observing your breath and just exploring through your physical body, through your emotional body. And let's find the alignment in every chakra, on the root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye, crown chakra. Let's those to align, those centers of light to realign. And let's call your own spirit guides, your own life force to be here with you, to give you the guidance, to prepare you and open you for this message. To allow you to be receptive, to receive the healing. And a lot of the times this healing, this message, this energy that the spirits from the spirit talk bring to you, not necessarily has to be through the word, but through the feelings, through the essence that we all connect to the divine consciousness. So when we decide or when we choose, in my case, in this particular case, when I consciously or unconsciously decide that my life path was to come here and serve as a spiritual teacher, as a spiritual being, to bring awareness. Bring awareness by the messages that I will share and I share. To bring awareness by the sample that I live my own life. And realizing that as a spirit of light, as a healer, that we are come and incarnate here. We carry responsibilities not only for ourselves, but to serve others. And through that purpose of service, it is also important for us to remind ourselves that we must serve oneself first too. And being in this collective consciousness as the beings in this planet, in this life, we share the energy, we vibrate this conscious energy. We are consciousness and we vibrate that. And there are different vibrations. There are different vibrations that try to come to alignment, that want to come to the harmony. The harmony and the flow with the universal current, with the universal force that moves constantly. And when there is no harmony among beings, when there is no harmony among ourselves because there is a disconnection, then we experience confusion, then we experience pain, then we experience loneliness, then we experience all these negative emotions, all those emotions that sometimes we are fearful of, or that, and they come, those emotions come from fear, because there is an alignment, there is an openness, a receptive connection to the source of divine love. So when we are out of alignment from the divine source, that's when we experience the pain. So as a light, as spirits workers, part of our great job is to keep ourselves in that alignment. And keep ourselves in that alignment by being ourselves in the higher self of alignment. Then we are projecting that for other beings that might not be in the same level of awareness. But we are guiding them through the energy of the light, being as channels of light. We're able to amplify, to be able to bring that resonance, that vibration for others and for ourselves. So all we are lights in this world. And today I would like to invite you to harmonize the light within yourself. And sometimes harmonize the light within yourself, it might mean to go through the different shocks. Just like the light bulb, sometimes they get burned. We may experience that feeling of get burned. We may experience this feeling of feeling that burned. But then we replace that light within ourselves, and then the light becomes brighter. And that alignment, even if the light feels like it gets burned, is bringing us closer to the center, to remind ourselves to stay in connection, to stay allowing and being receptive to this divine consciousness that flows through us, that moves among us in 24 hours, 7 days, 24/7, every moment, this infinite consciousness of love moves within and around us. It's what glue us together. It's what put us together. It's what allow us to grow, to expand as a spiritual being, as a spiritual light workers, as a spiritual representations of that. We are a representation of that divine consciousness. And to be that representation, we must allow to be the instruments, to be the vessels. And when we become those vessels, then we become the co-creators of this physical world. And when we co-create, when we manifest that expression of the light to this physical world, if we are in tune, if we are in alignment, and we are in harmony, all we see, all we experience is going to be in harmony. And it doesn't matter how bad or how negative it looks. If we are and have the harmony, we will see and we will be able to see with the eyes of the divine creation. And we will be able to understand with the heart and the consciousness of the divine creation. And how do we achieve this? How do we keep that vibration? We keep that vibration to constantly check in ourselves if we are in alignment, if we are in alignment, and what brings us out of alignment. It might be that some things that might bring us out of alignment is like a coworker or somebody that came across on the freeway and tried to be a crazy driver, or someone on the street. So all those things that we see outside of ourselves, a lot of the times bring us to remind us things that we are out of alignment within ourselves. And that is the time to check in, to see how or what is bringing out of this purpose alignment. Because whatever we are moving within, it is representing through other beings, to other people around us. So, to bring our beings into alignment, to bring ourselves into that harmony, is to check in and breathe in, to allow the breath to be the life force that moves in. Because through the breath, the energy of the divine flows through every cell. Because the breath, the simplicity of this inhalation, through the simplicity of this inhalation, brings life force, brings the essence of the universal consciousness through every cell of this physical body. And when that consciousness doesn't move through our body, then the physical manifestation is not alive. So, the alignment, the harmony is to allow the breath harmonize within. Harmonize the experience. Harmonize every experience that we come across, that we face. And currently, we're still facing all those energies with this new political leader that it is in charge. And it has been causing pain. It has been causing confusion in many levels. Our job, our responsibility, our contribution to this consciousness, it is to see the harmony in all of this, to see the harmony within ourselves, and keep raising our vibrations, keep allowing this universal consciousness, divine consciousness to move through us, to bring balance and harmony, to project love rather than fear. This is like a battle between the fear and love, but a part of our work is to walk through the fear with love. And that is our job, to find the love within ourselves, to find the light within ourselves, so we can bring the light and the love and expand in that vibration. And then we're able to create a world of heart consciousness. And then we're able to see and perceive things in life from the perspective of the divine creation. And that is my invitation to the Spirit Talk, to harmonize within and find that inner peace, so we are able to project the light and that compassion and that love through the toughest time. And with that saying, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your receptiveness to receive the message that comes to the Spirit Talk segment. And thank you, all the beings that were here present, bringing the teachings and bringing that energy and the vibration, the calmness and soothing the hearts of all us in this segment today. And much gratitude. And remember to check on my website for different events and drumming circles, retreats, classes, private sessions. And my website is israelhurtado.com. You can contact me through my website for any services or anything that you might need help with, and I will be happy to assist. And remember, every first Thursday of each month here with the Spirit Talk segment, I look forward to see you in April, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. And many blessings and love, and let's find the harmony within, and the love and the light, so we bring the harmony to this physical world as a vessel that we are. See you next month. Thank you very much.
So that was Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado. And as he mentioned, you can go to his website, israelhurtado.com. It's also on the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com, where it lists the shows for the week. And there's a link right there to israelhurtado.com. That's israelhurtado.com. Take a look at his site and look at the programs and what he offers. and perhaps attend some of his events that are going on so you can get more of the guidance that he brings through. Very, very grateful that he's able to be a part of what we do here. And as we look forward to this weekend and closing out this week and moving forward to next week, I want to go over some of the astrological influences that we've been playing with. You know, we did start on Saturday last week, the 4th, with Venus going retrograde. And of course, Venus is our planet of love and harmony and balance. And I spoke about this some on Monday, on Monday's show. But it went retrograde in Aries. Now, Venus and Aries don't necessarily get along really well. It's almost a match made for a Hollywood romantic comedy, you know, kind of the testosterone fire-eating dragon and the dainty little thing. But that being said, Venus in Aries can make us a little bit more, especially retrograde, where it's being more reflective, a little bit more reflective about our relationships in general. So we want to watch out for this influence as it's going through. It's going to be retrograde for a while. We want to watch out for this influence making us feel like we're the victim in our relationships. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. Look at what I'm not getting out of my relationship. And I'm just going to give you one tip about that. Knock it off. It's just the influence to re-examine who you are and where you are in each relationship that you're a part of. Look at that. But don't start breaking up with people or running out to be with someone. You need to really let the retrograde period give you a time to reflect, to review, and to determine exactly what your place in your relationships is. Now, on Sunday, we had Mars and Aries trining Saturn and Sagittarius, and a trine is a harmonious aspect. It's almost a karmic aspect. It's predestined, predetermined. So we had, again, Mars, our planet of drive, energy, and, of course, testosterone, in the sign he rules, which is Aries, playing nicely with Saturn, which is discipline, control, logic, thinking, and practical application. And Saturn is sitting in the sign of the future vision, the humanitarian, Sagittarius, the most optimistic sign of all the zodiac. So Sagittarius will help temper the Mars-Aries combination. So you may still feel some of that push-pull we felt from last week, but you'll feel the energy. We're going to have more clarity in our thought process. We're not going to be so tied up with Mercury being in Pisces that we can't think. This is going to help our mental clarity a great deal. But it's going to start affecting you looking around at the world outside you. Where do you live? Where do you work? What are you doing? And it could lead you to say, I'm going to go on a hunt to find a new place to live, to find a new job or a new career. But it's also will help you focus on the details of the things you need to do. Now, with this energy, I focused on the details of a task I was working on. I undid a whole bunch of work and then realized that it was correct the way it was and had to redo that whole bunch of work. But it's because I got into the details, which threw me off. So watch for the little traps in there also. But this brings progress to everyone. So this week, you may have seen yourself moving forward in areas where you may have previously felt yourself stuck or stymied. Today, Mars went into Taurus right before the show at 4:34 p.m. Now, Mars, leaving its natural ruler of Aries, and it's entering Taurus the bull. So we know Mars loves the fire of Aries. We know it. And it's going to feel a bit smothered in the earth of Taurus. And that means we're going to feel a little held back, not as aggressive or assertive in things. But since Taurus rules home and family is likely to become our focus. Taurus also likes money and nice things. So don't rule out investing, buying a home, buying an auto, or even shifts in your career. With the Taurus love of money, family, and all things nice, Mars may try to boil the pot a little bit to make things say, hey, that's mine. I want to be possessive about it. You're with me. I'm going to be jealous if you try to take that from me. And controlling all those things we love most. So we want to watch for the jealousy, the possessiveness, and holding on. But at the same time, take a look at beautifying your home environment, adding things, shifting your career, shifting your job responsibilities. Depends on what you do. Look at ways to make it better so it better serves you. But you may find others are not in the mood to play well and share. Be aware of that. And as I say all the time, keep in mind what Michael Chase from the School of Kindness always tells us. Before you speak, think to yourself, am I being kind? And if not, don't say it. Keep it to yourself. So this time with this energy, you will focus more on trying to get what you want. As long as you're not doing it at the expense of others, as long as you're being kind with what you say, regardless of how unkind others are around you. Conflicts during this transit could get petty very, very fast, so don't allow yourself to get pulled into them. Now, the next big thing we have coming on is Sunday's full moon in Virgo at 7:53 a.m. Pacific. This is the spirituality, compassion, imagination, and dreams of the Pisces sun being reflected in the full moon of Virgo. And Virgo, which says, forget about those dreams. Let's focus on what's useful here. So the Virgo full moon will narrow our focus, narrow our attention. And a full moon, of course, is the largest opening we have emotionally. But because it's a full moon in Virgo, it's an anomaly. It says, in order to make our dreams come true, which is the sun in Pisces, we need to reflect upon that, which is the full moon, with very specific details, which is Virgo. So we don't get to just dream big and have it happen. We have to reflect upon it. We have to find the right steps in the right order. We need to take our step by step, which is what Virgo wants us to do. But if we do that, if we don't force it, if we allow the full moon to reveal the steps to us, we will be able to move forward in the direction of our dream vision. The full moon also trines Pluto in Capricorn, again, that karmic connection. And that taps into our deep unconscious, the power of transformation and rebirth. So with that extra power of deep-seated energy to work with during the full moon, again, the point is don't push. Don't force. Allow it to reveal itself to you. Get clear on what your intention is, what your vision is, what your dream is, and then allow it to reveal the steps. You don't have to have all the steps. As Martin Luther King said, you don't need to see the whole staircase. You just need to take one step at a time. And the full moon in Virgo wants us to take one step at a time. And if we take the right step, because we have Mars in Taurus, we have the moon in Virgo, we have that extra grounding energy holding us to the earth, keeping us practical in our approach. It'll keep us moving forward, regardless of energetic interference. Especially, we know Taurus is the most stubborn of all the signs. The most. So it's going to keep us forward. Now, at the same time, we have that Mercury in Pisces, and it's squaring Saturn in Sagittarius. So that opposition that we mentioned, Saturn is a planet of restraint. It's the planet that likes to say no in order to bring us to a yes. So as we're going through this transit of this full moon on Sunday, just be aware that we're going to see some no's in order for us to get to our yes. We need to not push or force. We need to accept the no's and allow the steps to reveal themselves to us. And so our planet of intellect and communication squaring Saturn, we may be a little fuzzy thinking on Sunday. We may not be as clear. Our communication may not be as focused. Don't fight. Don't force. Did I mention Michael Chase in the School of Kindness? Yes, I did, of course. Remember, am I being kind? And if you're not, don't say it. It's a full moon. Emotions are always more exposed. Since Virgo is the zodiac's hypochondriac, You might even find everyone believes they've caught the worst of the latest plague that's coming around. Watch your words. Be patient. Avoid getting caught in the frustration of what isn't working, but be open to the signs of what you need to do, and then step forward in the direction of your dreams. This is a dream realization week weekend. We're going through the course of this week. We're shifting things. Remember, a lot of our greatest growth comes from our discomfort. If we are comfortable, we don't grow. If we're uncomfortable, we take action steps to resolve the discomfort. This is a week of growth. We're closing out this week into the weekend. We close it out with that full moon. And then on Monday, Mercury is going to enter into Aries at 2:07 p.m. We'll talk more about that on Monday, but generally that's going to say our thinking will get clear. Our speaking will get fast, and things will start clearing up rather rapidly on Monday. It's okay to be fuzzy thinking on Sunday. Allow things to reveal themselves. On Monday, you'll get the clarity you need to move forward. Allow yourself to be open to moving in the direction of your dreams. Those are my thoughts for this week, this weekend. Good Vibrations Radio will be back on Monday at 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time with Kirilani and her Go With The Flow. Don't forget, set your clocks forward. Spring forward. This Saturday night, Sunday morning is actually at 2 a.m., but this Saturday night, spring forward with your clocks. Go forward, make those changes, because we're moving forward, as Israel said, into that spring equinox. We're getting there. We're going to reach it. We're getting to our rebirth phase of the year, where we allow ourselves to rebirth, regenerate, and transform. So do all of that. Remember to visit IsraelHurtado.com. His website is on the guest page of GoodVibrationsRadio.com. And with whatever you do, take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. I'll post the podcast shortly after the show is done so you can download and listen to it again. Many blessings. Namaste.
Gotta keep those loved ones vibration.